Fox Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on October the 17th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Make sure that when you get on Facebook today, if you have a Facebook account, you tell everybody who you listen to in the morning. And we can just spread this good news and all the things we do here. And have some friends join the chat pack, because the chat pack's open right now. Angel and Indie Guy. Well, I can just see them just signing up right now. I just can't read it from right here, because Bad Bob didn't put up the stand so I could read it.
Oh, you need your little table.
I need my table stand. And speaking of Bad Bob, here he is.
And good morning. And, you know, I never thought I would use the term cute and marine in the exact same sentence. That tiny little noise, just to be, as the music was fading out, was Carl giving Linda a kiss. And it was quite a way to start the
good
day.
Morning. Good morning. We need to start our Monday morning.
No. Well, you know what? I never passed the chance up to kiss her. And speaking of that, Bad Bob and his bride, Brenda.
And his mother.
And his mother. Bad Bob's mother,
Diane,
were there at the Anselmo's for the Renaissance party we had. And
that
was a cool
gig.
You know what? That was a good time. I mean,
got serious with their costumes.
They did. You know, I mean, people were, and there came William Wallace, who
really
came in and threatened to show what the British saw during the battle. People, all types of people.
Night.
And yeah, well, and then the other fellow, the Frenchman, who just kept drinking wine and saying, oh, I like it here. But you were dressed as a queen and singing. And even the band got tunics on and hats, and it went for it. You know, for that, you know, and for the price of, I think it was like $45, you know,
yeah,
dinner, I mean, wine,
yeah,
drinks. I mean, it was a great
deal.
They
really
dancing.
Went all out.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was a great, great party. Anyway, thanks up there to the Anselmos for that.
And we'll hear more about some other events that were really important over the weekend, as well as the breast cancer cowboy.
A lot
like
of
to
things.
Hear about more
a lot of
that,
things happening
that.
This week. But
so let us know what's happening, and good morning.
It's
I'm
Linda.
Looking over there on the computer, and I'm seeing the full moon at 64. What's that?
That just indicates clear skies. The moon is, in fact, waning at the current time.
We had a beautiful harvest.
It is 64 degrees downtown.
Thank you. And we are looking at about 88 today. And, of course, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We love to do this day in history. And, by the way, Monday, this is the beautiful day of the 17th of October. We're moving through October. And this week, we look to beautiful skies. It's that gorgeous fall time. October happens to be probably my favorite month of the year.
I can understand that, because it's cooled off. You can go out and walk around. You're not worrying about overheating. Though yesterday was pretty warm.
Can't drive too far. You can drive it within an hour and see, like up on the way to Weaverville, the beautiful change of the leaves. And drive to Mount Shasta, and it's just so beautiful. Okay, now, I would like to share, and I'm sure everybody says, where is our, what happened to this day in history? And this comes from, of course, a printout that we get every day. And sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But how many people can remember the first time they saw the National Geographic magazine? And I know, do you remember the images? So the first issue of National Geographic magazine was on newsstands this day in, what do you think that was, Carl?
I would say 1940-something.
1888.
Bob's close. Oh, you mean when? Well, Bob read the first issue, didn't you, Bob? Well, Bob was in the first issue. He was dancing with a bunch of women in Africa.
Well, it said that it was published at somewhat on an irregular basis at first. Material was hard to come by in the early years, so the publisher just waited to publish the next issue until enough material accumulated to fill it. The Science and Travel magazine, the official journal of the National Geographic Society, incorporated in 1888. Soon became a monthly, and it wasn't long before it became famous for its maps and photographic essays of exotic locales and peoples. Still today.
It is.
Whenever
you go into the Cypress Square Barbershop, you can get National Geographic and read it. And they cover all types of subjects.
Those of us who grew up in this era, of course, remember the theme from the PBS specials and all that? You know,
Yeah,
it kind of stuck in your head.
That's right. You know?
Good, yeah, good photography.
Yes, absolutely.
It's great photography and good stories.
I mean, if you were to say that you were a photographer for National Geographic, one would assume that you've reached the top of your game.
Yeah, well, it's much better than telling them that you are a photographer from a biker magazine in a bar.
Well,
they believe that as opposed to a National Geographic.
At the last date checked, there were some 8.5 million readers worldwide. So, speaking of numbers, let's go to our morning pickup market Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Welcome to the program. What's going on in the market?
Good morning. While the markets are lower this morning, the Dow Jones and industrial average is down 100 points at 11,543. The S&P 500 is down 10 points at 1,214. And the NASDAQ composite is off 18 points at 2,649. The three most active stocks today trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is down 2 cents at $6.17. El Paso Corp is positive $4.19, trading at $23.78 after Kinder Morgan agreed to buy the company for about $12.1 billion. And Citigroup is positive $0.73 at $29.13 per share. Local stocks of interest, PG&E, is up 4 cents at $42.54. PepsiCo is positive 5 cents at $62.20. And Bank of Commerce is down a nickel at $3.30. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.23%. And taking a look at commodities, gold is up $2.40 an ounce at $16.85. Silver is up a penny at $32.17. And crude oil is down 38 cents, trading at $86.42 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Now, we have our market minute. We have it at 7:10, 8:10, 9:05, and again in the afternoon, so you can figure out what's going on with Wall Street and the market. If anybody can, Wells Fargo can. They give us the updates for it. This is Carl on the Bot. It is 7:12 in the morning, October 17th. We're starting another great week, and we're going to be blasting through here very quickly. We've got so many things we need to talk about. We want to talk about the events that are happening, of course, but also California Medical Association just says legalize marijuana. How big a business is that? We're going to talk about that too. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Come, let's mix. We're Rockefellers. Walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. Putting on the Ritz.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:15 in the morning, October the 17th, kiddo.
Hey, we are great, and welcome to the program, KCNR 1460 and chat. Packers, let's go to the phone. Good morning, Coach Bob.
Good morning, you too. Hey, I had a disappointing experience yesterday and today at two separate restaurants in the Reading area that have now discontinued the veterans' discounts, and it bums me out.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
You want to know?
Well, if they've discontinued, if we've got them on our website, we need to know that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Denny's at the Vagabond Hotel, although the sign is still up saying you can get it, they don't give it to you anymore. And I just left the Black Bear restaurant, and they only have one button now for coffee, and it does not include any discounts. They said they eliminated that a few days ago.
Okay, so there's no discounts then at Black Bear Diner? Or
the Denny's at the Vagabond. I don't know about the other Denny's on Hilltop.
Okay. Well, we'll go back to the guy that puts it in there. I mean, you know, these things, you know, go back and forth, but it's always nice to know that you know that things have changed.
Wonder if the higher ups, you know, the higher ups know that, or if it's just the particular management of that particular restaurant. I have to find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
There you go. Yep. There you go. Well, I'm off to work, so I can't play Chat Packer today, and I'll miss everybody, but that's the way it goes.
Well, we'll miss you, too, and thanks for calling in.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll listen to you on the portable.
Okay. Thanks, Coach Bob.
Have a good day.
Now, today we're going to have, like we said, we're going to have the people in here already here for Think Pink. We'll have them on at 7:30, and then Kent Dagg.
So much going on with
Kent Dagg's coming in at 8 o'clock, and Kent has always got a lot of things to say. We've got a big week this week as far as people coming in here. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about first is there's a lot of stuff in the news. Occupy Reading, impact fees. But let's talk about the California Medical Association. I heard about this weeks ago that they were going to vote and say that marijuana should be legalized. They were still questioning it, but it looked like it was pretty firm back then. And that's exactly what they said. 85,000 doctors that make up the California Board, Medical Association Board, they said the study control, they called prohibition of marijuana a failed public health policy. And that the federal government should legalize the drug so it can be studied, taxed, and regulated. And they represent, 35,000, not 85,000, 35,000 physicians is the first medical group to take such a test. They said that as physicians, we need to have a better understanding about the benefits and risks of medicinal cannabis so we can provide the best care possible to our patients. An answer for the California Police Chiefs Association told the Los Angeles Times, I wonder what they're smoking, given everything that we know about the psychological impacts of marijuana, how it affects young brains. The number of accidents associated with driving under the influence is just unbelievably irresponsible. Well, let's talk about it. How much money is in marijuana? That, you know, you can, you know, there's a lot of, we've got 16 communes around, or 16 dispensaries around here in the city. And there's people that talk about, you know, that's pay cash for a lot of things. People, you know, advertise and on other stations and stuff. We've never sought those. And we've turned them down. Because it's not that we're against, people using, a substance that helps them medicinally. But don't pee on our legs and tell us it's raining. The Board of Equalization, however, says that they believe they're pulling in like $58 to $105 million in taxes on $700 to $1.3 billion in sales of legal marijuana at the collectives. That's a lot of money. And the question is that what is the future of marijuana? Because right now the government under Obama has given conflicting signals. Wait a minute. I know it's hard to believe that the Obama administration is giving conflicting signals. But if you remember when they first came in, the head of the gun-running operation, the attorney general, what's his name? What's the attorney general's name?
Of the U.S.?
Of the U.S. Holder.
Holder, Eric
Holder. The one that runs guns across the border.
Eric Bang Bang Holder.
That's right. The one that runs guns across the border. Okay. He says he didn't know anything about it, even though there's, you know, memos and people testifying he did. Holder says, we are not going to interfere with any state's laws on marijuana, which, if you remember, the day he said that, within a week, we had collectives building here in Reading. Now, other cities and counties and stuff around the state have said, no, you're not. And they said, we're not allowing it. But we did. For some reason, we did. Anyway, so from that, you have to figure out is okay, then it must be the government's not going to do anything about it. So we had the 215. So now we've got to figure out how to make it work here in Reading. And we've been going back and forth. City police doesn't like it. The sheriff doesn't like it. But yet the council members voted it in. Now, the White House via the Attorney General Holder again says, now, you know what? We are going to go after some of them because they're not paying their taxes. So they've started shutting down some of these places. Now, if they call this a federally banned substance and they come in and bust somebody, they can take the property, they can take cars, they can take anything associated with selling a federally banned substance. So what's that tell you? But they have not been clear. They are going after some, not others. But here it is. The California Medical Association has said, you know what, let's just decriminalize it completely so we can study it, so we can see what's the best way of using it, and we can tax it. Well, we're already taxing it. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back today, you know, we're also going to have Kent Dagg on today, former head of the Builders Emporium. And we're going to be talking about changes.
And how safe is Sesame Street? We'll be right back.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Get ready for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl on the bot, 7:23 in the morning.
Wow.
October the 17th.
I guess it is.
What? I'm just bubbling here.
It's great. Yeah, I think that we need to take a moment here and put your thoughts and prayers around the family of Dan Weldon, who was the 33-year-old IndyCar driver, champion of the Indy 500, by the way, who died in a crash in Las Vegas recently. And there were three other drivers as well that were taken to the hospital, as far as the account is concerned. But they weren't injured, but not killed. So you know, he has an 8-month-old baby and another child, and just a family man and very well revered within the Indy community. So our prayers there. And the other thing that we wanted to bring to your attention again, and we've talked about that before, is do you know what your kids are watching? Do you have any idea when you put your kids even in front of the computer and you think they may be watching a YouTube channel and it may be cartoons, or you switched your YouTube into the big screen? Well, hackers took over Sesame Street's YouTube channel this weekend and posted more than 20 minutes of porn.
Oh, no wonder Mikey looked so happy when he walked around the corner there.
Before it was taken down, according to several tech and online media reports, the online security company Sophos reports that the hackers changed the Sesame Street channel profile on YouTube to include a message I won't read out loud. So, anyway, it took them, they closed it down, they suspended the channel for 22 minutes for repeated or severe violations of our community guidelines. So, again, you may leave the room, interestingly enough. That's so
still
important.
Still not safe.
Still, I mean, you're... You did Sesame Street. Who would think?
Well, I sat between my grandchildren watching what they watch on TV, and I can't understand what they're watching. I mean, it's cartoons, but they're not cartoons that we used to watch. And, you know, of names that, like Johnny Test. Well, there used to be a Johnny Quest. And you know, was it a ripoff of that? I don't know. But they seem to be entertained. I did read that SquarePants SpongeBob or SpongeBob SquarePants. It is not good for the child because it slows down their learning process or learning ability, where cartoons or shows that have them work around it is good. Okay, 7:30. Like I said, we have Think Peak coming. Let's talk about a couple of the things that have happened. You know, this thing about the medical marijuana is I can't wait to see what happens on this. But on this, our next one is the Occupy Reading Group had their largest group meeting.
Fabulous.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Had 200 people. They're protesting, and they're going to be protesting till justice flows like water. Here's my question.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Don't ask me questions like, what does it mean? You know, I don't understand what it means. I understand what they're doing. They're upset with the banks. They're upset because they occupy Wall Street people. It's spreading its way across the nation until the weather gets bad. Okay, now here's the thing: the occupiers in the Tea Party. There's already been people comparing the Tea Party and the occupiers. Now everybody's going to get upset about this. I call them occupiers because Occupy Wall Street, you know, OWS, but they're not in Wall Street; they're in Reading. And then today, I think they're supposed to be down in Red Bluff, so they're having another protest down there. You know, they use the same words, we the people. They talk about the Constitution. They talk about, you know, being self-reliant. Yet the one thing I haven't heard about the Occupy Wall Street group is that you got heard with, you know, you heard with the Tea Party is who's funding it. With the Tea Party, oh, they're being funded. They're being funded. They can't just do this on their own. They are not a grassroots organization. Well, I don't know of anybody that was funding the groups around here. You can always ask Aaron and Elizabeth and Greg and those guys. Were they getting a lot of funding? No. No, they're not. So who's funding the occupiers? Well, I'm sure they'll tell you. We're not getting any money. Yet you heard that all the time about the Tea Party. Oh, the Tea Party are being funded. They're not really a grassroots movement. They can't be. They're being funded. They're being funded by those Con brothers. They're being funded by these, the Coles. They're being funded by these, the Republican Party. Well, then the occupiers, who's funding them? George Soros? Is George Soros funneling money into the Occupy Wall Street people? Is he the one that's organized them? Is he the one that's got his people out bringing them in buses and all this? Is he funding it? Is our left-wing liberal groups funding the occupiers? How come that question's not being asked? I bet if you ask the people here in Reading that it's not going to be, they're not going to say, oh, no, yeah, we're getting money from Soros. In fact, George called me the other day and said, hey, can you get this many people out? If not, here, pay some of the ones down to rescue mission to march with you. You know, I don't think that happens. But I find it really interesting is that they're using a lot of the same terms, the Constitution, we the people. Could it be that the majority of our country has finally had it, has had enough with the money being funneled to big business, to being funneled to unions, to being funneled to places where it doesn't do the most good. Could these people get together? Could they really look at each other and say, we've got the same things in mind. What's best for our country? Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are under pressure in early morning trading. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 87 points. Manufacturing in the New York region remains weak. The latest Empire Manufacturing Index from the New York Fed marked the fifth straight month of contraction in the region. October's reading of negative 8.5 came in below expectations. Sales of Apple's iPhone 4S have topped the 4 million mark in its first weekend. According to Apple, more than 20 million customers have also signed up for the iCloud. The company says the 4S will be available in more than 70 countries by the end of the year. BP and Anadarko Petroleum settled a dispute relating to last year's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Under the agreement, Anadarko will make a one-time cash payment of $4 billion. BP will apply that money to the $20 billion fund it created to help pay for claims stemming from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. 7:35 in the morning, October the 17th. It's 64 degrees downtown. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Good morning. And you know, of course, it's 64 degrees right now, and we're going to have 88. We're going to get up to around 88. Looks like we're going to have a fabulous week, which is great with all the things that are going on, of course, in the month of October. And we're here with two special ladies who are so involved with our Cancer Awareness Month. Think Pink, celebrating 15 years, is we'll start off with Dr. Eva Bauer, who's is a doctor of breast radiology. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And our board member of NorCal Think Pink, and of course she is the chairwoman also of the Sundial Bridge lighting ceremony, which happens, I believe, on October 20th. Michelle Slade, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
All right. So who wants to start first?
Well, I don't mind. Okay. I'll jump right in. So just for those of you maybe who are listening who are not aware, this Thursday is NorCal Think Pink's 15th annual breast cancer awareness giveaway drive. Held in front of MD Imaging. We couldn't do it without their support. We really appreciate MD Imaging. And then, of course, at the U.S. Post Office on Churn Creek. Starts at 6 a.m., and you drive through, you get your educational bag, and they go quickly.
Okay, how many bags? Because I know that I was...
Yeah, we've been there before.
We've been there before, yes. A couple times. How many... They're making the bags now. I mean, it's a process.
It is a process. They've actually completed them in record time, 3.5 days. We stuffed 40,000 Think Pink bags.
I think we 40, had...
40,000.
40,000.
I mean, do you give away?
We give away all of them. We could actually give away more than that.
40,000?
It's incredible. In one day, we have 44 outlying communities that join in. We have two locations here in Shasta County in Redding. Okay. And then we have 44 outreach communities. Here, just in our community, we hand out approximately 18 to 19,000.
We also had a special guest on last week that was telling us that there was a certain number at a particular time that if you called, you could pre-reserve your bags. And I'm sure for some people, they would go and say, okay, I'm with this company and I have 10 employees and, you know, we can't all just be in the line to drive through.
Right,
so
exactly.
Let's do it that way. It really is, it's a very special month. There's a lot of great information. I know many of us have goodies inside of that bag that are reminders that could be anywhere from a calendar to a holder, something that's pink. And I love this great month of October. Last year, October 26th, I believe, was Breast Examine Day, and I went that day to have get my mammogram, which leads me to our next guest, Dr. Eva Bauer, breast radiology. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us a little statistics on this month. Why was October chosen? And about what are the statistics with women and where we are right now, let's say, in our community with how many women have been diagnosed?
Well, we know that breast cancer is the most common cancer that is found in women. It's the second leading cause of cancer deaths after lung cancer. And since the introduction of screening mammography in the 90s, we have seen a continuing decrease in deaths from breast cancer. And that has been attributed to screening mammography, also advances in treatment, as well as increased awareness of the disease, and that's what this month is all about. We do about 100 to 120 mammograms a day at MD Imaging, and we also do the imaging-guided biopsies as part of what I do. I had a special year of training in just doing the breast work. So I've done this for about 11 years now, and I've seen a lot of cancers, and I've seen a lot of differences that we can make.
120 a day? I'm sorry to break in,
yes.
But 120 a day?
About 100 to 120 a day, yes.
Wow.
Of mammograms.
Mammograms, yes. Screening mammograms, correct.
All right. So,
but that's gone up a lot, or do you, obviously, the more you screen,
correct,
the more you save, and then people are becoming more aware of it. That people, you know, that
correct.
The number of mammograms are going up because of, you know, either doctors or they just know they should get, a woman should get these.
Correct. And one trend that lately has gotten quite a bit of attention is that poor women are actually getting less mammograms, and the death rates are not falling as fast as the women that are affluent, that have more access to treatment and access to screening mammography, and that's another verification of the benefit of screening.
Okay, so people that don't get it.
And screening
the,
early,
the,
correct.
Yeah, the less, well, the poor people,
right.
as you put it,
right.
that don't get them, their death rate is not dropping.
As fast. The women, yes, they said that the when they did demographics, about only about 50% of the women in that category were getting mammograms, as opposed to about 75% of the women that have more access to health care and things. So that's why some of the programs that we have in place to help women that are underprivileged to have access to. I don't think any woman out there that has a problem or feels a lump or has, you know, should not have access to screening mammography.
Does the, I'm sorry, I mean, if you don't mind me jumping in here, but 75% of the affluent are women that
Correct.
Can't afford it.
Correct.
Only 75% have a mammogram.
Correct.
Which shouldn't the other 25%?
They should, absolutely. I think there's a lot of reasons women don't come in. One of them is denial. It's not going to happen to me,
right.
so why should I worry about, yeah. you know, having a screening mammogram?
Okay.
Another one is, you know, fear of radiation. I've heard that a lot. You know, like, well, you know, is it going to cause damage? Of course not. It's very minimal. You kind of get more radiation flying cross-country in an airplane than you could do from a screening mammogram.
Yeah, so. I felt toasted after I got back from that flight. You know, I haven't been well since that flight. I was over-radiated.
We stood in the new booth that went where you had to put your hands up and over your head, and it went around you.
Oh, no.
Those are the
I
new
did.
Ones.
I did, and then the guy goes, I'm going to have to pat you here. Knock yourself out.
Oh.
It's just a, you know, just a button. Yeah.
Well, very interesting, Dr. Bauer. Michelle, you are we're going to have to take a break when we come back. Please, will you stay with us on the other side, because we want to talk more about October, maybe some classes that people could know or some websites that people can do. And, of course, we know that we're going to be having events left and right. And the day that the bag goes out, the bag is a one-stop shop to really gather a lot of information. You've got some great reading information. We're going to talk about that. And the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
The date and the time and the lighting of the bridge. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need as Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-hosts the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond here. This is Free Fire Radio, 64 degrees. We're going to get up to about 88 today, 7:45 in the morning. It's the 17th. Oh my gosh, what happened?
This year's gone by, so we might as well just say Merry Christmas and just sit down, you know, because...
Don't laugh. You know. We were driving around the phone yesterday, starting to make plans.
I mean, I'm going into places. I saw a tree yesterday that was decorated,
and I'm just looking at it.
This can't be true. That can't be a tree that's decorated.
Yes, they've been selling actually in Costco and online. When you're looking around, they've got the Christmas decorations some time ago. But let's talk about right now. Let's be in the now.
High risk for women with breast cancer.
Absolutely. One of the things that you want to look for is family members that had been diagnosed. If you have a mother, an aunt, a grandmother, and I can let Dr. Bauer expand on that, you may be at a higher risk. You may want to start your mammograms earlier. If you have dense breasts, then, of course, you're going to want to come in because it may be a little bit harder to find. And I'm obviously not a professional radiologist, so I'll let Dr. Bauer touch on that.
Well, I think one thing to remember is that most women that are diagnosed with breast cancer don't have any family history. So if you don't have a history, then you're not, you know, safe still. You know, some women are like, well, I don't have any history, then why should I get it? Well, that's not true. You still can get it. About a third of the women that get breast cancer do have a family history. And by family history, I mean women that are young in the family that got breast cancer at a younger age, mainly less than 50. Because cancers do increase with age, as all cancers do increase with age. The most breast cancers are diagnosed in the 60s and 70s, actually. Being just a woman and aging is the two highest risk factors to get breast cancer. And those are things that we should remember. Breast density is a new one that's gotten a lot of attention, but those of us that have worked in the breast field have known this for years, that basically if you have dense breast, you are... you have more glandular tissue, so you have more tissue that can actually, you know, that you can have more chance of one of the cells turning bad. And also, it's harder to detect breast cancers in dense breasts. It's like the way I like to compare it to is like looking for a cloud a certain shape in a cloudy sky. You know, that's how you're looking for breast cancers in a dense breast. So the advances that we've made is digital mammography, which has been amazingly and has finally gotten the recognition it should have with the everything now we review on screens, you know, on high-resolution monitors, and we're detecting a lot more breast cancers in dense breasts given that modality that we've been using now for years. We were the first to introduce it, I think, in the North State.
Absolutely.
Just a question there regarding the dense breasts. There was a time when I believe that you were told not to come into get your mammogram if you were close to your cycling or if you drank coffee. Is that still true, or was that just something that you've realized through the doctors have realized through the years that it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter that much. It what matters most is, a little bit more than that, is hormone replacement therapy really increases density of the breast tissue. You can actually see that, and that's one of the risk factors, too, that they found over the years is the combined hormone replacement therapy. And they had noticed, actually, that they contribute the fact of, after the Women's Health Initiative study came out in 2002, and they realized that the hormone replacement therapy had something to do with possibly increasing the rate of breast cancers. And after that, they noticed the rate had started decreasing after women became more aware and went off the hormones and all that. So they actually are saying that that has been had something to do with the decreasing rate.
I wonder, curious, just on a healthy note there, as far as a bio-identical hormone seem to be, you know, the big Suzanne Summers book and the stuff that she covers, a lot of that is bio-identical. So it's not like a synthetic.
Right.
And that's a whole other conversation in itself. But you know, I'm just curious to know if somebody did a study is, if you're taking these kinds of hormones or you're taking these kinds of hormones, and a study through the years to see, you know, how that affects.
I think the study was done on those combined that they were using so much for at the time, and I'm not really sure what the other, you know, I know that the pure estrogen replacement isn't thought to be as, harmful as the combined.
We have a question here about blood test. Yeah. Is there any type of blood test that can help identify cancer?
You know, they're working on there. It's in the works. I don't think that there's one right now that you can actually. There is the genetic testing that you can do, but only about less than 10% of breast cancers have a genetic an identifiable genetic component. The other ones are thought to be mutations or environmentally related, you know, changes in the body. But the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes are something that some women choose to be tested for, especially ones that are diagnosed in younger years with breast cancer. And it becomes important for their, you know, their daughters and their, you know, family to know then, because it can have implications.
Well, of course, it's something that touches all of our life, and this is Think Pink Month, and of course, we're going to be talking more about some special events on October 20th. We are Think Pink, NorCal Think Pink here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge technology techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palocedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palocedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Our guest, Dr. Eve Bauer, who is in breast radiology, radiologist, mm-hmm. or just radiologist, I should say. Or is it a specific that you do?
No, I'm a radiologist. I'm a general radiologist, but I did a specialty in breast imaging and intervention.
Okay, and then, of course, Michelle Slade, who is here, is a board member at Think Pink, and is got. She's really big into the Sundial Bridge lighting, and also the giveaway of information in the mm-hmm. bags that are this Thursday down at the main post office, starting at
6 a.m. And you'll want to come early because they go faster and faster every year.
They do, and mm-hmm. And then what time does the bridge lighting start?
7 o'clock, and you're not going to want to miss it. For those of you who are listening, you've come out, you thought, okay, you've seen it, it was beautiful, this is our third annual. You'll want to come this year because every year we try to top what we did the year before, and I think that you're definitely not going to want to miss it. And we're going to have, of course, MD Imaging is going to be there. We're going to have an educational booth, and so you'll have an opportunity. If you have questions right now and you're not able to call in, or we're not answering your question, we're going to have nurses there available so that you can actually do hands-on, we'll have hands-on breast models so that you can see what a cancer might feel like. You can take some print material with you so that you can educate yourself when you're, you know, in your own time. And then, of course, knowledge is power. And so you want to come out. The sundial bridge lighting is from 7 to 10. The ceremony starts at 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to meet Dr. Bauer. She's going to be there speaking. And then, of course, we couldn't do it without them. They are our exclusive pink sponsor of the sundial event, and we really just appreciate all that they're able to do for us.
Well, great.
You guys are wonderful. We thank you so much for coming on the show, and this, of course, is the celebration of celebrating 15 years of Think Pink and how much the cancer awareness has saved the lives of so many women. And you were talking earlier, Michelle, about breast cancer is not just about women.
Exactly. That's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that it only affects women. Or we do see men who have cancer. We all have breast tissue, and so that's something that we want to be aware of. Of course, it's not, you know, as prevalent as it is in women, but you definitely don't want to ignore the fact that it could happen.
Same thing, lumps, discharge, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, you know what? You know what we ought to do one of these years for the bridge lighting is just dress Bad Bob in pink lights and have him have him in a giant breast costume with pink LED lights, and maybe have him jump off the bridge at the, you know, the one.
So where's the Think Pink? Where's the Think Pink store?
The Think Pink store is at Tri-Counties Bank on Hilltop. And you can go in there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, pick out your favorite pink item. They have hoodies, they have T-shirts, they have license plate covers, umbrellas, you name it, they pretty much have it down there. And so if you want to show your support, all the proceeds from those items go back to NorCal Think Pink to continue to help put items in the bags for education. We just welcome that you go down there. It's there the entire month of October.
We strongly, strongly encourage people to stop by starting at 6 o'clock. At the main post office down there in Churn Creek. Get your bag with educational goodies in it is the main thing, and a carnation. And again, that night with the lighting of the bridge and the Think Pink. And we can't tell you how much we thank everybody here. Every month we have a cancer awareness segment in our show that we talk about the different types.
Lung, and colon,
lung, everything. I mean, just to have people, everything. You know, just to have people keep mm-hmm. keep it in their mind that this is something they can have checked. And if you have it checked and tested for, mm-hmm. it can be caught early, and then you're going to be well.
Right. 98% cure rate if detected early.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this is just something that people just need to have done.
Yes. I think I think what's interesting is for a while mammograms got a bad rap. I don't know if you remember they were saying that, oh, they don't make a difference, blah, blah, blah. You know, there was this little thing.
Didn't the government come out and say something like that?
Yes, yes. And so what happened there is that they didn't carry the studies out far enough. When they finally did the Swedish study just this last year, they carried it out 30 years, and they found out, no, it makes a huge difference. And the mortality, it just doesn't show till after 10 years because of the treatment advances are so good that women, even with advanced cancer, are actually living 5-10 years before they actually succumb to the disease.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Great.
And Michelle, it's Dr. Eva Bauer and Michelle Slate. Thanks for being here and being our guest this morning. And, of course, Thursday, celebrating 15 years, it's Think Pink, it's Bridge, it's Think. Everybody should wear pink this month. And just what's it about? It's about cancer awareness. Breast cancer awareness. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Warning, if you talk, text, or use the web too much on your phone, you could pay too much. An alert the government wants Verizon, AT&T, and others to send you. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
An agreement between the Federal Communications Commission and the wireless industry. Wireless carriers say they'll start letting you know when you're close to hitting your minute or data limits.
To help them manage their usage and avoid unexpected overage charges.
Wireless industry president Steve Largent says the agreement is voluntary, but FCC chairman Julian Genachowski adds,
because the wireless industry has taken these steps to help consumers avoid bill shock, we will put our pending rulemaking on hold.
Most carriers will start sending out those alerts in the next year. Dave.
Jared, President Obama's on the road.
It's always nice to get out of Washington and breathe some of that mountain air.
He's in Asheville, North Carolina, starting a 3-day bus tour that'll also take him to Virginia, pushing his stalled jobs bill. Republicans claim he's just campaigning. It's now been 2 weeks since baby Lisa went missing from her crib in the middle of the night in Kansas City. The 10-month-old's mom admits now to Fox's Megyn Kelly.
I had several glasses of wine.
When you say several, more than three?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with her.
Deborah Bradley and Lisa Irwin's father believes someone abducted the baby through a window. She got sick in August, but she was at the South Pole, and it took until today to finally get to an American researcher. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, Renee Nicole Dussour is now receiving medical treatment in New Zealand. She asked for an emergency evacuation in August for what she thought was a stroke, but the research station contractor, Raytheon Polar Services, rejected her request, saying sending a rescue plane in bad weather was too dangerous, and that her condition was not life-threatening. A Raytheon spokesman said the decision rested with the National Science Foundation, not with them. Dave?
Courtney, on Wall Street, there's a sell-off this morning. The Dow's down 130 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Is one Gilad Shalit worth 1,000 Palestinians? Most Israelis think so, the day before their captured soldier is set to be freed after a long hostage ordeal. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Jerusalem.
Yes, almost 80% of Israelis think the massive prisoner release is worth the life of one Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, to be released tomorrow first into Egypt, as hundreds of Palestinians walk free from Israeli jails, among them bombers and gunmen defiant over what they did. Some will go into a form of exile, but Hamas is jubilant, saying this is proof that kidnapping pays. And the hardline Islamist group threatens Further kidnappings ahead, Dave.
Alistair, 15 people were rescued early this morning after a fire at a large apartment building in Boston, including a young boy dropped from a third-floor window to firefighters below. Police say they've arrested a man at a hospital who was burned. They say he tried to blow the building up. It's the day after...
Oh, here we go.
Trouble contact and a huge crash. That 15 IndyCar pileup on ABC that killed driver Dan Weldon. His car went airborne, smashed into a fence. The racing world is now paying tribute.
We lost a good friend. I think everybody in the IndyCar series considered Dan a friend. I mean, you saw the reaction there. He's one of those special people.
Dario Franchitti was in tears as all the drivers did a 5-lap salute at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway after the rest of that race was canceled. He went around the world in a lot longer than 80 days.
We are living a great moment.
Jean Béliveau circled the globe, walking through 64 countries to promote peace and denounce violence against children. And it took him 11 years.
I was thinking before I could be much more nervous, but quite calm, but with the excitation of to see my family.
And when he finally arrived home in Montreal, Béliveau met his 5-year-old granddaughter for the first time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05, October the 17th. You know, somebody's written, some of our chat packers, good morning, chat packers, there's so many of you in there. That said, you know, are we already halfway through? No, we're not halfway through, we're further than halfway through. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. KCNR1460.com is how we are streaming, and you can jump into the chat pack there.
Currently chat 64, pack. That's right. 64 degrees, and boy, I'll tell you what, I could use some tobacco and brew coffee right now, I'll tell you right now. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and inside Espresso Joe's, one of our favorite places to go. In fact, we ran out of coffee beans this weekend, and I need to get over to Tobacco and Brew to get my beans. They have the best selection and the best prices. So head on over to Hilltop Drive right across from C.R. Gibbs, Tobacco and Brew.
That's right, and they have veterans discounts there. We've got, as our guest today, Kent Dagg, and we're going to get to Kent in a couple of minutes. First, we have to we have people calling in. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
I'm fine.
Your show was wonderful yesterday.
Thanks. You know, that's the first time I've done it by myself.
Oh.
Well, you did a great job, that's for sure.
I was listening.
I was a little slow coming out of the gate, but, you know, it picked up.
It was wonderful. Yeah, you sound great on the radio.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to let people know what we're doing tonight at the Reading Tea Party. We meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And, you know, we have a really special presentation tonight. If people are not aware, there are battles going on between big government and private landowners, more specifically ranchers, farmers, you know, those types of folks. And there are a number of agencies that are focusing on Siskiyou County, and they're attacking the water rights of those ranchers and farmers in that area. So we're going to be talking about that particular issue tonight, and we're going to document our findings with photos and a presentation. Now, that leads into a big event that's happening this weekend in Yreka. It's called Defend Rural America. Folks can find out more about it by going to defendruralamerica.com. It's going to be a huge event. There are people coming from all of the western states, busloads coming from the Bay Area. They're coming from as far as Montana to get a tour of Siskiyou County, and folks will actually be staying with ranchers and farmers, and they are going to learn the truth about the way that these wonderful people utilize the land and how they use the water. They're going to have tours of the dams. It's going to be a pretty significant presentation. Sheriff Lopey up there has been phenomenal in defending the rights of his constituents, and He'll be a main speaker as well. So I really encourage people to go to defendruralamerica.com. It's a free event. Check it out. Plan on joining us.
And when's that going to be, Elizabeth?
That's going to be the 22nd.
Okay.
And the 23rd. Like I said, a lot, primarily the folks being bused up from the Bay Area will be staying with ranchers and farmers in the Yreka and Scott Valley area. And on Sunday, they'll have a breakfast, and then they'll go on a bus tour of all the dams up there because there are plans to take the dams out.
Yes, I understand.
So it's, you know, there's been a lot of work put into this event. There has been a special documentary that has been filmed that will be shown at the fairgrounds on Saturday. But all of this information is on that website, defendruralamerica.com. And it's heading down here. I don't know if anybody knows in the newspaper last week, but these same agencies are now starting to descend on those in the Palo Cedro area.
Of course they are, because this is just their way of taking land.
Yeah,
it's bureaucratic thuggery at its best.
Absolutely. So I really encourage people, if nothing else, please go to the website.
You would think that the people that are occupying Redding and these other places would probably want to get into this.
I would hope so.
You know what? This should be a bipartisan. This should be a completely nonpartisan, because, you know, both sides have the same, you know, start out with we the people and talk about the Constitution and protecting ourselves.
I absolutely agree with that.
Anyway.
There is common ground. We all eat and we all need water.
There you go. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to, before we start talking with Kent Dagg, who's here, we're going to go to the Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning. The major averages remain in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 130 points at 11,514. The S&P 500 is off 13 points at 1,211. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 27 points at 2641. Active stocks on the big board, Alcoa is down 38 cents, trading at $9.88. Lowe's is positive 31 cents at 21.10, and Hewlett Packard's down $1.09, trading at 25.02. Local stocks of interest, Costco's up 30 cents, trading at 82.10. Walmart's down 53 cents at 54.93, and Safeway is up 21 cents at 17.88. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.20%. Commodities have drifted lower. Gold is down $1.40 an ounce at 16.82. Silver's down 20 cents at 31.97. And crude oil is off 70 cents, trading at 86.10 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCN.
Oh, it's Bloomberg Tech.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're just talking about how Boomer Tech just boomed himself the other day.
Tech.
Hey, we're going to take a quick...
Boomer Tech. Going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Currently 64 degrees. You know, I love that song because it feels like you're climbing up. It's Monday morning. You got to get up and out of bed. Woo! 8:13 in the morning. It's the 17th of October. And our guest this morning is the former CEO of the Builders Exchange, Kent Dagg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Kent, you have a lot to say about what's going on in our community. I mean, you've been observing our community for so many years. You've been a major player here. And so that there's been a lot of changes here over the past, well, 3 or 4 years with our economy, and people have battled one way or the other the best way to, you know, to handle things. You remember a group that came up with like 10 different ideas.
That's right.
How many of those ideas were, if you could give our listeners just an idea, what were some of the ideas and how many of them were implemented?
The concept was called the Radical 10 in 10. So the theory was we started, I believe, in November of 2009, came up with these 10 radical ideas, and it was presented to the city council in January at the beginning of 2010. Of those, I have to give a lot of credit to city council and to city staff because they embraced the idea of this radical changes because we felt from the Builders Exchange side that the downturn in the economy wasn't going to change. And so they adopted 7 of the 10. If, Carl, there was a disappointment in the whole process, the disappointment centered around the fact that I had hoped that the concept would catch on, and that other people, they didn't need to come up with 10 items, just come up with one really good idea that we're not thinking of, and either tell us or present it yourself, and let's see if we can shake things up. And that didn't occur, and that was a disappointment for me. We didn't stir the people's imagination as much as I had hoped. However, the city council and city staff did come up with adopting the 7. Some of them were, obviously one that I don't know you're aware of, and that's we said the first lot in Stillwater's free. And the idea is being obvious, far more money would be made through the commerce of building something out there than the actual cost of the land. And so that's why we presented first lot was free.
Okay, we have questions coming in from the chat pack, and you're like, hey, we're open territory. I love that about you, Kent. You're always... Well, you're approachable. Yeah. Again, we love that when we have the leaders of our community, and we consider you you are a leader in the community. So
thank
people want to know, first of all, there was something in there about, is the Builders Exchange where it was housed at one time? Is that up for sale?
I have no idea. I left on August 24th. And the board of directors at that time was going a different direction. And the concept may be that I know the building is owned outright. There's no liens on it, no loans.
I think they were talking about the building where the Alpine and Shasta colleges.
Yeah. And so they own that building. Now, I wouldn't sell it if I was still there. I wouldn't sell it because you're not going to believe this, but under the United States tax laws and the laws of California, if a nonprofit, a 501c6 corporation, owns real estate and they have tenants and a mortgage, then the tenant's income is taxable. If there is no mortgage and the building is owned free and clear, the rent that you get from those tenants is tax-free. Don't ask me to explain it. I've had it checked out by any number of CPAs, and those are lost. So here you have 10,500 square feet in the old exchange, and all of it's leased for 3 to 5 years, and it's income that's tax-free. So why would you want to sell the building? I mean, I would keep the building, take in the revenue, it's tax-free, and leave it alone.
Yeah. Well, it was a question from the chat pack, and we like to be
able...
I don't
even know where they hear these things
from. Yeah, they just said...
But they're good. They're good. Yeah. They find things, and they come out with some great stuff.
There's the rumor mill. Now, they may be selling it. I don't know. I'm not involved. But, again, if I was a CEO still, I would recommend not to sell.
Okay. You know, we talked about Stillwater. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's been in the paper lately that they're about who's going to get the grazing rights on Stillwater. Yeah. And, you know, there's just something about that. You know, they're fighting over who gets the grazing rights on a $40 million piece of property that we're still building, you know, building bridges and roads on to see how if we get $3,000 a year or $4,000 a year. What do you think about that? What's your comments on that one?
Well, I believe if the land's there and can be utilized for whatever reason, then take advantage of it making income rather than just being bare ground. However, I am a firm believer in Stillwater. I have been since the first time at City Council back in, I'm trying to remember now, I think it was about 1998, when Pat Kite was on the City Council and Bob Anderson was on the City Council. I was at the meeting when Pat was frustrated because we weren't landing any businesses because we had no ground. And so Pat had proposed doing this, and Bob Anderson, I remember his line. His line said, well, that's good, Pat. You go ahead and do that, but remember this. Things take time. I'll never forget it. And Bob Anderson was right, because it took 10 years to build or get Stillwater through all the bureaucratic nightmares and then to become a reality. The timing of that was bad because we hit the down economy at the same time. If this was 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, we wouldn't be having any debates on Stillwater. People would have taken the lots, but right now, in this economy, nobody's doing anything.
Right.
So
we hear that wherever we go. Of course, Carl and I just, you know, both of us traveled. It was the first time in many years that we traveled separately. We took separate trips. And so, of course, you know, you go.
She didn't want to go and crawl through the mud in Wyoming with me.
But talking with different people in different towns as we're traveling in planes, sitting next to neighbor, your plane mate of different who live in different states, it's interesting to hear about what's happening in their lives in the economy. And it wasn't even something that was a question that was posed. Mm-hmm. It was just, well, you know, and I said, you know, everybody always goes, what do you do? It's just a typical question that seems to fall off the lips. Well, we're going to talk more about those things when we get back after this break. Of course, you're listening to KCNR 1460.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl Lindabot, 8:24 in the morning, October the 17th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. If you got a question for Kent Thag, give him a call, or just come into our chat room, as some of you already have and have asked questions. Let's ask this. In fact, let's ask Kent this one from the chat room. What are you doing now? What are you doing these days? You're not there with the Builders Exchange, and
right.
So what do you do now?
You know, it's funny. It's sort of like someone who smokes their entire life and then has to go cold turkey. That's sort of what happened to me. I've been working my entire life and fairly actively, and then went cold turkey on August 24th. And what's happened is I've had a handful of very appealing offers from businesses in town, and I've had a few things I'm working on with my family. I'm not in a hurry. One thing I am doing is I have signed on to help Rick Bassetti run for the assembly, and prior to managing the exchange, the 10 years prior to that, I was in the state legislature with our assemblyman then, Stan Statham. And so I ended up visiting with Rick, and I think the world of the guy. I think what he's done on city council is incredible. He did what he said he was going to do, and now he wants to go to Sacramento. I think going to Sacramento will be frustrating because he's in the minority party in a rural area going to the L.A. legislature in Sacramento. And that's going to be a little bit frustrating. What he's going to have to do is take baby steps there. But, you know, the one caller you had from the Tea Party about the effort going up on Siskiyou County and the meeting on the 22nd, I talked to Rick, and he's going to be there for that also. So, I mean, he's jumping in. He's really wants to make some impact. And I'm going to probably tag along that campaign next year.
Okay.
Now, I will say one thing. Every January, just so you know, because you were talking about it during the break about you and Linda going on separate vacations, I do the same thing. Every January, I go to a country that I know my wife never wants to go to. So I'm going to Ecuador in January.
Is it a fishing?
No. No.
Trekking?
Nope. Well, a little bit, but usually what I do is have no plans, no reservations, no anything, land in an airport, and I've gone with other guys the last 10 years. Those guys can't go this year, so I'm taking my son with me. And he's 29 and a golf pro down in San Diego, so we're going to head down together. We'll rent a car and just drive around.
So you're exploring.
We'd love to explore.
Oh, I love to explore. I think that's fabulous. Congratulations. Yeah. You know, that is where you find the magic of life is in the with when there's no plan.
None.
We call it in the music the best sound and the magic is in between the notes in the breath.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, what happened there? Good for you.
Yeah, you know, because I've heard you talk about this before, where you would go on and do that. Hey, we got just a couple minutes here before we get into. When we come back from the break, we want to ask Kent about what would you do to get business going here. And I know this is going to take a while, but they've cut fees. And we've only got a couple minutes. And if that fees here about, you know, to help people get the construction business going, mm-hmm. What do you think? Are they going to vote on it, I should say, tomorrow?
Tomorrow night,
What do you think about that?
You know, I think it's good. I'm going to plead ignorant in that I have not read the staff report. Historically, Kurt Starman, in these innovative ideas, takes a very aggressive approach. which is one of the things I like about Kurt.
I like Kurt, too.
Yeah, and Kurt does a great job and an aggressive approach.
I think he takes to, he'll take a chance.
He'll take a risk, and he did it with Radical 10. He's going to do it, I think, with this. However, I haven't read the staff report, but my feeling is you got to do it in a way so that the consumer actually sees the benefit. If you're gonna knock the price down on a house, $30,000 for the fees or whatever the number is,
or something like that.
Yeah, then show it, because what you're trying to do is to spur. So what you may have to do is have like a holding place for the funds with a bank or a title company or something before it transfers. You got to be able to see the dollars, and that's one of the things I hope they consider. There's got to be a, I don't know, financial partnerness.
Yeah. So you can see that, hey, I just saved $50,000
right
on this because of fees. And so they can see the money and it's returned, yeah, or something.
Well, you certainly can see that if you refi your home and a loan. You see how much you save with a couple points.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing as being able to put out in the 10-year plan just exactly what you're going to save if you do this now.
You know, and the banks have the money. The contractors are certainly ready to work. There's available lots. There's opportunity. So where's the missing? It comes down to really is consumer confidence.
Well, yeah, and them being able to get loans. Really, you know, I've been told horror stories about people that have government jobs. I mean, so those are pretty solid. But they don't have the 25% to put down now.
Right.
And so banks are not letting them have the loans. And so, I mean, it's kind of like, they're trying to protect, you know, they're acting like they're protecting themselves, but I'm not exactly sure how that's working. But, we'll talk more about that.
Sure.
We got to take a break now for the news. When we come back, Kent Dagger's our guest, and we're going to talk about what can we do to bring business to Reading, because Reading really is a great place to be. So how can we attract people and make sure they understand that? Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama in Asheville, North Carolina, kicking off a 3-day bus tour.
I'll be doing a little bit of talking, but mostly I'm going to do a whole lot of listening. Because there doesn't seem to be much listening going on in Washington these days.
It's a combination campaign swing and a push for Congress to pass his job creation plan in pieces now that it's dead in the Senate as a whole. He's got stops in North Carolina and Virginia. New guidelines for cell phone companies, sending out alerts when users are getting close to limits on minutes and data.
These actions harness technology to empower consumers and ensure consumers get a fair shake, not bill shock.
FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski. The Supreme Court will decide if it's a crime to lie about getting military medals. A federal appeals court ruled the Stolen Valor Act is unconstitutional on free speech grounds. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Want a brand new kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a little slice of heaven swipe to win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. Carmona's. It's better on the river.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m.
For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, October the 17th. It is 8:35 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're chatting, as everybody knows, because everybody's got comments here, in our KCNR1460.com in our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. That's right. DC Tim and the Man in Black. We were talking about National Geographic magazine. It was first published in 1888, I think.
Yes,
you said
the first,
today.
The first one hit the stand.
Well, guess what? They have National Geographic at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. No, they're not dressed up like in the 1880s, but they give great haircuts. They, you know, great conversation. They give discounts for veterans. You can catch up on Guns and Ammo and, you know, Track Magazine, and you're not going to have to watch Dr. Phil on the TV when you're in there. This is Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold, right there on Cypress Square Barbershop. And Kent, if you have not been there, Kent, you need to go down there and just get your hair cut. Yeah. I mean, these guys are great. It's take a step back in time.
I love it.
Our guest this morning is, of course, his former CEO of the Builders Exchange, Kent Dagg. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
In our last half here of Free Fire Radio.
Okay, we wanted to talk. We have some time. What would you do to bring in the business?
To Stillwater,
to anywhere. Just to Reading here, because we have had several conversations, yourself, myself, and several others, about there's a lot of things going on here, but we have to get people into Reading.
You know, I think that there's one universal thing everyone agrees to, and that is Reading's a great place. I mean, this is a good town. It's a good community. I've been here most of my life. My family's been born and raised here. The mountains are beautiful, the streams are beautiful, the lake, anything. It's all perfect. But for a business, it really comes down to one thing. We can sell all the good stuff about Reading, but it comes down to one thing, and that's that bottom line. If I move my business to Reading, how is my bottom line affected? You know, yeah, we can take them on a houseboat, we can show them the different things and the amenities of Reading, the bridge, everything else. But if we're not affecting the bottom line, if I was a business owner, I wouldn't move here. I wouldn't do it. Now, if we can affect those bottom lines, hence the first lot in Stillwater being free, that would affect the construction costs of the first and the bottom line. So, you know, I think that's what happened to happen. In light of that, what I will tell you is that Mark LaSalle's at the EDC, I've met with Mark several times lately, and they are, I'm really impressed with EDC right now because they have still doing recruiting. They're still doing their retention of businesses, but they've got a third element now, and that's innovation. And they're taking young companies and saying, you know what, we have them right here already. Let's take them, work with them, help them grow and create jobs that way. We don't have to lure them to Shasta County. We've got them here. So let's
help them expand. Let's
get them going.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to line one. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Happy Monday.
and Bad Bob. And good morning, Kent. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
Great. Listen, I got a couple of questions about of you about Stillwater, and I'd like to get your opinion on a couple of things. And to begin with would be the recent retention of John Trouton as a representative of sales and marketing for Stillwater, and particularly the fact that literally they've had no results for 3 and as many as 5 years that they've represented, and they've just been renewed the contract. I have to go back to Einstein's statement about when you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, it's considered madness or mental illness. And we seem to be locked into a non-functioning group. I mean, if you had a contractor that promised to build you a house for 3 to 5 years running and never broke ground, you wouldn't keep him on the payroll very long. And yet we keep renewing this guy over and over and over again, and nothing's happening. One other thing I'd like to say about it, and I'd like to ask your opinion about this, there doesn't seem to be any vetting about who this land is going to be given to. For example, Leonard Sugarman of the Southwest Paper Company, who has a background of economic failure, bankruptcies, and ripping off communities, just as he's appearing to be doing at ours. Do you have any comment on any of this stuff?
Yeah. Well, what I can tell you is I've met with Mr. Trauman just on a couple of occasions. One of them was when the SAF company from Atlanta was looking to build on Stillwater. And I was very fortunate because I was invited to the meeting where Troutman and the people from SAF, Kurt Starman, and others were there to negotiate Stillwater. And Troutman did a very good job. He looked after the city very, very well. And I'll just give you one example. We had in that negotiations, I think it was item number 14 on the contract, I had promoted that they utilize all local contractors in any construction. And I was hoping to get it. I wasn't going to follow my sword for it, but I was hoping to get it. Troutman helped me, and we ended up getting it. So that item was in the contract. Unfortunately, as we know, SAF didn't go out there, and they're going out to the old Jermack building.
Okay.
So the second question was regarding the paper company?
Yeah, and I honestly don't know anything about the paper company.
Okay. So then what we do is we are making our calls. We're going to have a lot of calls, of course, because our guest this morning is Kent Dagg. Many people have questions. Shall we go to the phones, and is this regarding
Frank? Good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. This is Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kent, nice to talk with you. I've never met you, but I wanted to ask you, what has the city or the county or any organization done to encourage the Internet startup, the people that try to start Internet businesses? Those are small operations, I realize, but what can be done to...
Actually, Frank, that's a very good question, and it's not as much what the city can do as it is what, in my mind, the Economic Development Corporation, the EDC, can do. I have learned only recently about, in visiting with Mark LaSalle at the EDC, their innovation proposals and the young Internet companies that they're currently working with. In fact, one is right here in the building the radio station is in. And they've adopted these two guys and are helping them with their, they make, and believe me, I don't understand electronics at all, but they make apps for your radio or your phones and that kind of thing. And that's got the EDC happy and excited, and they're working with them. And I think that's, if you have an Internet business, the EDC is a place to start.
Yeah, Frank Galusha is one of the hosts of one of our radio shows on My Outdoor Buddy. But he has a website that gets thousands of hits there. But it's and so it's more than just, you know, it's a good question. Is people are starting their businesses, and now everybody's getting into websites.
Mm-hmm.
Is what, you know, is there any work being done, any help being done from the city and the county that way?
Not that I know of. There's no government help, but I know that, again, EDC has embraced the innovation of these kinds of things, and they're doing it.
Hey, Frank, does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, I sure hope that more time is spent on that because we can create jobs. I know for a fact that we are creating a small amount of opportunity for people. It's not a lot, but anything is better than nothing.
That's right.
I also wanted to remind our listeners, Carl, that this coming Saturday at the Yreka County Fairgrounds, they're having a big event up there at 3 o'clock. Kirk McKenzie is going to show a film on the plight of the ranchers and farmers up that way, and their businesses are in great jeopardy, as you probably know. And I hope people come up and support the ranchers and farmers.
Well, we've talked about that earlier this morning with Elizabeth from the Tea Party, and we're going to be talking about it all week to get people up there. But thanks a lot for reminding us, Frank. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're really behind schedule, but we need to get all this stuff out. Our guest is Kent Dagg, Carl Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The original Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
Honey, who does our car insurance?
State Farm.
And what about our house?
State Farm, too.
And what about our life insurance?
Why do you ask?
Well, I've got something to tell you.
Bringing new life into the world is one of many great reasons to talk about life insurance. So contact your State Farm agent today. They'll help you choose the right coverage.
Hello, this is Craig Winton. You can look me up online at cwinton.com or feel free to give me a phone call at 223-5598. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. It's always great juice in the middle of the show. You know what? And where the breaks are. Our guest this morning is a former CEO of the Builders Exchange. And, you know, there's a space between former and as you make ways as to what's your next thing that you're going to be doing. But we're talking to Kent Dagg. And, just a somebody who has been such a pillar in the North State here. And by the way, I just wanted to tell you, if you're just tuning in, of course, KCNR 1460, taking your calls. We have just about, 10 minutes left here in the program for you last-minute callers. I know that there's been a lot of activity in the chat room. If you'd like to pose a question for Kent, 605-4567, and it's currently 64 degrees here in the North State. I know that there were questions in the chat room, but Carl, you had something on the tip of your tongue that you wanted to get out for Ken.
Well, the
don't swallow.
Well, one of the questions out of the chat room was the recreation as a for Reading, maybe putting a lot of effort into becoming a recreation place that people would just come to. Mm-hmm. And, as a way of doing, as a way of making money. I mean, since we've got it all here already, I don't know how big tourism here is in Reading.
Yeah.
You may have a better feel on that.
You know, actually, we can take tourism as far as we need to and want to. It's all market driven. And, I've read for, 20 years at least, where people say, well, there's going to be a Six Flags up there in Mountain Gate. No, there's not. Okay, it's not going to happen. And no, there used to be rumors back in the 70s that when Hilltop was built, they wired it up for casinos. That didn't happen either. Okay, so there's all kinds of those myths out there. Now, looking at what we already have in recreation, I want to tell you about, and I have told you about, the young man that runs as a general manager of Shasta Caverns. This guy has got vision. He is working on a number of very creative ideas. And he told me this last year was the best year they've had in their history. So a lot of tourists are coming here and taking advantage of going out on the lake and seeing the caverns. I think he sees, like, you just asked, and is going to capitalize on that and add other attractions to the caverns. So mm-hmm. I think there's that opportunity, but again, it's market, it's economics 101, supply and demand. Is it we'll supply whatever they need if there's a demand.
And then that's where we get into the small businesses again, mm-hmm. or medium-sized businesses to come here to Reading, is we are surrounded by beautiful, beautiful country. However, we still have we're losing a business a day in California, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And here we are having a kind of, it's an uphill battle, but it doesn't mean that it's a losing battle. It just means we have to be a little bit smarter and figure out how to bring them in here. Well, that we have businesses right now that are getting ready to explode.
And we also have, you talk about the exodus of business from California. There's also an exodus of people from California. And what's happening, and one of the ways to measure that is look at school enrollment, the ADA in our schools. And in the last 10 years, it's decreased consistently for 10 years in Shasta County. And that's frightening to me. That's a bad sign. Because there are those who think that the best economic development we can have is to be a senior citizen community. Well, I don't agree with that.
That it can only last for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's talk about that when we get back. Let's get back on schedule here. I got to take a break, break here. Yeah. At some point, there's a supply and demand there, too, I think. Carl Lindebott, our guest Kent Dagg, we're talking about ways of bringing business back into Reading. 8:51 in the morning, October the 17th.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train of
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off any anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl Lindebaugh, 8:55 in the morning, October the 17th. Hey, tomorrow we have some to talk about who's going to be on tomorrow before we finish.
Well, of course. I wanted to let you all know that it's 7:15 in the morning. Don't miss it. Kevin Sharp, our Make-A-Wish star. He's a fabulous country western performer star out of Nashville. He's got several albums out, and he will be headlining at Wind River, and we have free tickets that we're going to be giving away tomorrow, as well as a lovely interview. We're so happy to have him back. He is actually a Make-A-Wish
recipient.
Yeah. And he's just wonderful. So he'll be on tomorrow. And then we also have
Dolores Lucero, and she's bringing Randolph Faulkner with her, an auditor.
And then we have
they're
going to
be talking about Shasta, City of Shasta Lake. And then we're going to have Lieutenant Jeff Wallace from the gang unit right here in Reading Police Department.
That ought to stir some stuff up.
Yeah, that ought to be. You talk about an eclectic group there.
It'll be lively.
Yeah. Our guest is Kent Dagg, and we have somebody on the line. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Say, as far as getting a business into the area, you can advertise Reading as being the hub of Northern California, north of Sacramento. You have all these small communities surrounding Reading. People come in here to do their shopping. Then you have schools, you have recreation, you have motels where people stop here. So the only place from between here and Oregon border. Then you have transportation, you have railroad, you have cars, trucks, and so on. And that's some of the ideas.
Okay. Yeah, those are all good points there, Paul.
Yeah. Okay.
So thanks for the phone call. It is. I mean, we do have a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you look at the West Coast of the United States, we're the middle portion of the West Coast. And so it makes sense if I'm a distributor, for instance, and I've got trucks going north and south on I-5, this is sort of a good place to be.
It would make sense. I think you're halfway between, what'd they say, Seattle and San Diego or something?
Yeah,
or something
like that. It's halfway.
And, yeah.
Walmart Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we could bring in, you know, the big warehouses there to just house things. That would be good. Okay, so we've talked about, you know, innovation and bringing people in like that, what Kent Dagg's been doing.
Yeah.
Last thoughts here, Kent.
Oh, last thoughts. I'm going to focus on the Rick Bassetti race because, having worked in the assembly in the 70s and 80s, I know how important it is to you have a representative here. I also know that, you know, not everyone's going to agree 100% of the time. I mean, you may find it difficult to believe, but I don't agree with my wife 100% of the time. So, you know, it's normal. And what you end up doing as a voter is looking at the candidates that are available and which one do I agree with the most? And in this assembly race, what really is going to be pivotal is the Republicans in Sacramento are trying to orchestrate who's going to represent us. and that's not the right way to go. And they're trying to bring in, they're moving a candidate into this area, into actually Grass Valley, which is the southern end of the district. And our representative, as the previous caller said, the hub, the representative should come from the hub. And Rick is born and raised right here in Reading, so it's a good opportunity for us to have representation in Sacramento from right here. We know what we're getting. So,
and a local guy.
Yeah, it's a local guy and a guy that has done well.
Well, we've had Rick on, gosh, numerous times on the show.
Yeah.
Before, of course, we're going to have him on again because now he's running for that. We have a lot of people running for different offices.
Russ, oh, yeah.
That's going to be a rough and tumble year. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of...
especially with the open primer now.
There you go.
Yeah, you could have... That's true. That open primer, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard of.
I don't like it, but...
It takes away... It takes... Especially, in the North State, it takes Democrats out of it.
Yep.
And anywhere else, it takes... Republicans out of it. There's no such thing as upsets anymore.
Yeah, I think the voter turnout on a Democrat side in for the assembly in this district would be much lower than the previous years.
Well, and I think
no reason.
Well, I think also you've got here besides just for the primaries, but I think a lot of the Democrats that I've talked to that supported President Obama before are no longer going to do that. So that probably favors anybody running a Republican ticket. It's just they're upset. Okay, tomorrow we've got...
We've brought it all up, what we've got going on tomorrow.
We've got all the
Kevin
senior,
Sharp, Make-A-Wish, and giveaway ticket.
Dolores Lucero coming in for City of Shasta Lake, and of course, Jeff Wallace from the gang unit. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. You guys are great. Thank you.
Well, you know what? You know, Reading has got so many great things about
positive.
It. We need to get that out.
Stay on the top side
right.
of that.
That's
just
right.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Yep.
Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stay.